the whole parish and community of Kilmacrenan's in shock after hearing of the drowning of a father and son at Loch Keith in Kilmacrenan. We're led to believe that the family were from their German nationals, and they were fishing in Loch Keith. And unfortunately, the son, I think, fell into the water, and the father went on to rescue him, and unfortunately both of them have lost their lives.
Thankfully, we understand that there were a number of workers from Irish Water on site who came to the rescue of the other son.
Yeah, the workers from Irish Water, I think, heard the other son shouting for help frantically, so they made their way to the scene and raised the alarm at that stage with the Irish Coast Guard and the emergency services.
I'm sure, as you mentioned, you know, not often, if at all, this kind of tragedy strikes Kilmacrenan and that area.
No, that's right. Thankfully, I suppose it's been a long time since there was any tragedy of this nature in Kilmacrenan. The last time would have been in the River Lennon, maybe, it could be 30 years ago. I did find out, I suppose, since last night that there was a tragedy on this particular lake, but it's almost 100 years ago since anybody was drowned there. It was a particular gentleman with the same namesake as myself, an O'Donnell man as well, who lost his life moving from one boat to another. He fell between the two of them, and I think that was in 1921.
But today we are unfortunately having to deal with this tragedy, and no doubt that the parish of Kilmacrenan, even though the people involved weren't necessarily from here, will rally behind them as best they can.
Yeah, well, indeed, look, I suppose everybody in Kilmacrenan and the Termini area, we're a very close-knit community, so we'll be pulling together with the family and giving them any support that they need here. And I suppose it's ironic that it's the National Water Safety Week as well, so it's something that we definitely need to be doing as well as a local authority, is to be highlighting this and being more vocal about it as well, about the National Water Safety Week, to make people more aware of it.